This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. We are nearly towards the end of the soybean growing season. In a couple of short weeks, the senescing process should begin. Fields in the northern side of Kansas and Missouri have already started, likely being in Group 3s and early 4s, and our late 4s and Group 5s are not far behind. Still, it is unlikely to see some parts of the field or some entire fields yellowing prematurely, even though other green fields are in the same soybean maturity group. There can be a number of reasons that the causes lead to this premature yellowing, and it's something seen in nearly every year, at least in some areas. The primary cause this year is likely to be differences in soil moisture and growth across the field. Even if there is some water in the soil profile now, the lack of water during critical growth periods leads to some of the areas of the field being slowed down in growth. These will tend on hill slopes or in different soil types. At this point in the growth cycle, soybeans are shunting nutrients from the plant into the beans as the pods fill. Some plants don't have much to give, so they are yellowing much quicker. This is also the same reason why some areas of lower nutrients or overly acidic pHs can cause the same premature yellowing. Another common cause related to both soil moisture and nutrients is soil compaction. Areas of compaction that lead to difficult root growth will have similar effects. These compacted areas are more likely in channel and field edges that have been worked wet in previous years. So, at least when it comes to environmental causes of premature soybean yellowing, it could be nearly any major soil or water difference between the yellow areas and the rest of the still green field. Besides the more soil intrinsic causes, other reasons could be more disease related. These are less likely to be big areas of the field, but within small areas that tend to be problematic. Wyphlodia stem rot is common but prefers areas of the fields that tend to be wetter or collect water. This disease can lead to seedlings dying soon after germination, yellowing during pod formation, or it can wait until now before these symptoms become obvious on a large enough scale to be noticed. Charcoal rot is another disease that causes premature yellowing. This disease favors the dry weather that we've had this year, but oddly enough, most soybean pathology samples I've seen tested this year have come back positive for Diphloidia rather than charcoal rot. Yellowing can be caused by herbicide damage, but this isn't likely to be a primary cause, even the fields that are touched by dicamba drift. An over-application of glyphosate can cause what is known as a yellow flash, and at times this can be delayed a few weeks after the herbicide was applied under drought conditions. Still, this is unlikely at this point because most herbicide applications stopped over a month ago, and this would affect full fields. So, if areas of the soybean field are turning prematurely, it is probably related to soil nutrients or moisture. It is too late for an accurate tissue nutrient test, but a late season soil test could help explain or at least eliminate one of the possible causes. If you have any questions about problem areas in your fields, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.